Good evening, everyone, and welcome to NAMA's Seminars in Ayurveda. My name is Katie Castellanos, and I will be moderating this evening's call. We are pleased to highlight our August sponsor, Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health. It is with their support that we are able to continue to offer quality benefits to our members and the community at large. Developed and hosted by NAMA's PACE program, the Seminars in Ayurveda are a 60-minute monthly teleconference that aim to enhance the Ayurvedic profession through educational engagement. Recordings of past seminars are available to members on the NAMA website. By listening to tonight's seminar, and if you are a professional member, you can receive one PACE credit. And in order to receive that credit, you just need to fill out a survey. This survey can be found on NAMA's website. You just go under the PACE program's listing and search for the title of tonight's seminar. The credit survey for the seminar will be available by the end of the week. At this time, all will be muted so that we can hear our presenter clearly, and you will have an opportunity to ask questions during the question and answer portion of the seminar toward the end of the presentation. Dr. Arnu, our presenter this evening, has provided slides for us to follow along with. So if you'd like to access those, you just need to go to NAMA's website, which is ayurvedanama.org. Once again, that's ayurvedanama.org. Once you're there, you'll go to the drop-down menu and find Member Center. And once you click on that, it'll have a further drop-down menu and just locate Seminars in Ayurveda. There's a tab specifically for that. Click on that. Once you're there, you're going to see a listing of all the 2018 seminars, and you'll just have to scroll down until you find August. And right underneath Dr. Anu's presentation description, you'll see a little link that says download slides, and you just click on that and you'll download them. So once again, you go to ayurvedanama.org. Go to the Member Center, go to Seminars in Ayurveda, and then look for the August presentation, and there is a link right there that says Download Presentation Slides. So at this time, I have the great honor of introducing Dr. Anu. She is an Ayurvedic doctor, a licensed acupuncturist, yoga teacher, and professor at Southern California University of Health Sciences. She is the Program Director for Ayurvedic Medicine at Southern California University of Health Sciences. She has been teaching and practicing Ayurvedic medicine over 18 years and traveled extensively in various countries to advocate for and promote Ayurveda. She is actively involved in integrative and complementary and alternative medicine research and has authored in various peer-reviewed journals. She serves as a peer reviewer for several journals and has presented papers at various national and international conferences. She also serves as a board of director for the National Ayurvedic Medical Association, the California Association of Ayurvedic Medicine, and the Council of Ayurvedic Research. Dr. Anu is the research working group member of the Academic Collaborative for Integrative Health and is an action board member of the American Public Health Association. So we are so honored tonight to have you, Dr. Anu. At this time, I will pass it over to you.
Namaste. Thank you, Katie, for the introduction. And I would like to thank NAMA and the student group for giving me this opportunity for presenting Ayurvedic management of Annavahastrodo Vyadi. So, as you know, this is really a big topic. So, considering the limited time, I won't be able to cover all the Annavahastrodo Vyadi. I have selected certain Vyadi. This is today's presentation. So, what I'm planning to do is giving the concept of Srodas and Annavahastrodas, and then I will be talking about the pathology, signs and symptoms, classification of those diseases, treatment principles, treatment, and patyandapatya, diet recommended and diet to be avoided. So that's an overview of today's presentation. So I hope you all got the chance to review the slide, able to access the slide. So I'm going to the slide number two now. So what is Srodas? So we said Annavaha Srodas, right? So what is Srodhas? Srodhas is a space in the body in which body elements are formed or generated, eliminated, and transported. So majority of the time I hear that when we ask this question, student, what is Srodhas? The first answer will be the channel. So I want you to think a little more higher, a little more up, that it's not just the channel. It's a hollow structure where body elements are produced, nourished, transformed into another body element and catabolized, and it is excretory and productive excretor. So it's not the channel of transportation, not only the channel of transportation, okay? So now let's look at the Annavaha Srotas. So before you even go get into the topic in detail, as always I say that, you're going to compare this with some Western terminology that just for the understanding purpose. So it doesn't mean that Annavaha Srotas means digestive system only, okay? Just for the understanding purpose, we can consider the meaning. Annavaha Srotas means channel of passage of food. So the modern anatomical equivalent, it can be digestive tract, alimentary canal, or gastrointestinal tract, primarily up to the small intestine. I'm sure you know that distal part of the small intestine and large intestine come under Purishavaha Srotas. So now, what is Annavaha Srotha Mula? We need to understand the root. Mula means root, root of this srotha. Amashaya, that is stomach and proximal part of the duodenum. And Vama Parsha, that is esophagus. This is very important when we come for, like, when we treat the disease, understanding the root of the srotha will be valuable information. Now we can look at what are the causes for the srododushti. Srododushti, the word meaning is vitiation of srotas or imbalance of srotas. What are the specific causes? Each individual disease of Annavaha Srotas, we will see the disease specific cause. But in general, if you look at the bigger umbrella, bigger picture, so what are the causes for this srododushti of Annavaha Srotas? So adhimatra anna sevan. Adhimatra means excessive food, consuming excessive food. Akala anna sevana, consuming the food at akala, inappropriate time. Ahita anna sevana, consuming non-beneficial or consuming harmful food. Pavaka vaigunya, the derangement or malfunctioning of the digestive fire. These are the main cause for srododushti of Annavaha Srotas. Vitiation. So now we need to look at, so you kind of got understanding of what is the srodhas, what is Annavaha Srotas, how this srodhas can get vitiated. What are the doshas responsible for absorption, digestion, right, elimination of the food? I always ask this question to students, and the first answer will be Pachakapitta. Yes, Pachakapitta is correct, but there are other, Vata, Pitta, Kapha, all the three doshas are responsible here, right? So it starts from the tongue, bodhaka kapha, and kledaka kapha, moistening the food, pajaka pitta, samana vada, right? Samana vada, where is samana vada? Is situated in samana asmi samibasa, it's situated next to the digestive fire. Koshte charadi sarva, it travels throughout the kosha. And then annam grinnadi, bhajadi, viveje, that means grasp the food, digest the food, and disseminate, right? That's all come from the samana. So samana vada play a major role in the digestion. And then of course, you know, elimination apana vada. So when we look at the digestive system, Annavaha Srotha Vyadhi, understanding of these doshas will be really helpful. So you need to know, I'm not going that detailed in this presentation, but it's very important to know that each of these kapha, increased symptom, decreased symptom. So when a patient come and explain the complaint, you will be able to identify which doshas are imbalanced and where you need to pay attention. Okay? That's why I added this slide here. So, Annavaha Srotha Vyadhi. Annavaha Srotha, you guys, there are so many diseases you can put under this srotas, right? For example, Agnimandya, Arojaka, Anaha and Atopa, Ajirna, Amlapitta, Chardi, Shula, Parinama Shula, Grahani, etc. So as I said earlier, considering the time limit, so for this discussion, this today's presentation, I would like to concentrate three diseases. I want you guys to, by end of the presentation, the main objective of this presentation is I would like you guys to thorough understanding of this disease and able to come up, identify the signs and symptoms, identify the pathology, identify what kind of treatment principle should be used, and what will be the treatment plan you can recommend to this patient with this symptom, and the diet and lifestyle change. That's the main objective of the presentation. Let's go to the, the first I said Ajirna Anaha Amapitha, right? That's the three diseases I'm planning to concentrate. So before even go to the disease, because it is Annavaha Srotas, we need to know what is Agni, right? Annavaha Srotas and Agni is very closely related. There are four main variety of Agni. Again, I would highly request all of you to understand the concept of Agni in detail. Saraga Samhita has given a lot of detailed explanation about Agni. And then I'm just briefly put some information here just to understand. Sama Agni, you guys know it's a balanced metabolism. All the doshas are in balance, right? According to the constitution, then Agni maintain the state of equilibrium and provide the balanced metabolism. So what is Vishama Agni? So here, Agni will be affected by imbalanced, abnormal, aggravated vata. So as a result of the aggravated vata, the patient may come with the symptoms of everything. When vata become abnormal, what are symptoms of irregularity will come there? Irregular appetite, irregular digestion, distension, gas, bloating, constipation, colicky pain because of the vata influence. Same with Tikshna Agni. Agni will be affected with the pitta. So here, the pitta quality, such as like hypermetabolism comes, like patient will become very excessive hunger. And desire for frequently eating large quantity of food, and also dry throat, lips, and palate, as well as heartburn, hot flashes, and acidity. So pitta features will come, abnormal pitta. Say Mandha Agni, here Agni will be influenced by kapha. So slow metabolism. Maybe patients also complain of very tired, fatigue after the food, and they are not able to digest the food what they eat. So this again, when you hear the, you will see the these symptoms when patient comes up and talk about a digestive symptom, you can see this patient will be talking about this symptom. And if you know, if you have the understanding of this Agni, you will be able to identify, okay, here vata abnormality, here pitta abnormality, here kapha abnormality. Okay? So there are again another concept of 13 type of Agni, 7 Tadu Agni. Again, Tadu Agni is also very important because the food what you eat is the one converting into the Tadus, right? The, your blood, your muscle, everything is formed out of the food what you eat. So Jagra Agni work on the food and then Poshaga Rasa is formed, Ahara Rasa is formed. On that Ahara Rasa, Rasa Dhadu Agni will work and then Rasa Dhadu is formed, right? If the Rasa Dhadu is not formed properly, then subsequent Dhadu also not formed properly. So Dhadu Agni is also important. So I'm not going that detail about this Dhadu Agni, Mahabhut Agni, Jadra Agni, but I would highly recommend to have that understanding, the concept of Agni here. The next one is Agni Mandya. So when the digestive fire become weak, it is considered as Agni Mandya. The causative factors, Charaga Chigilsasana and Madhav Nidana also explained the causative factor here. So fasting and overeating, irregularity in diet, not suitable food, cold and heavy food, oily and dry food, misuse of purificatory therapies, Panchakarma therapy. If you don't do it properly, definitely Agni can become weak. And weakness due to diseases and seasonal changes also can make it. Irregularity in the season, suppression of the natural urges, definitely the manas influence, right? Psychological factors such as fear, worry, depression, etc., lack of sleep. Because of all these causative factors, the doshas get vitiated. And these vitiated dosha cause the deficiency in quality of Agni, which lead to Agni Mandya. So far we understood what is Agni and then the types of Agni, then what happened when Agni become weak, Agni Mandya will happen. Now, there is another concept of Ama. So when Agni become weak, right? If you remember the definition of Ama, Ushmano Alpha Balatvena. When the Agni become weak, Dadu Adhyam Apajidam, the Dadu which become Apajida, undigested. And Dushtam Amashaya, when it enter into the Amashaya, and along with Rasa, it become Ama. So the causative factor for Ama is weakness in the digestive fire. And you know, in according to Ayurveda, the majority of the disease arises from the Ama, weak digestive fire, undigested toxins. Right? Those are the terminology they use nowadays, undigested toxin, metabolic toxins or metabolic toxin. So the root cause of formation of this is Ama. So you need to, and the Ama is formed because of weak digestive fire. And again, signs and symptoms of Ama: heaviness, lethargy, irregular appetite or reduced appetite, generalized body and joint pain, skin problems, gas, bloating, etc., metallic taste in the mouth, white coating on the tongue, foul smell, foul smelling breath and foul smelling sweat and stools, sticky stools. That's also another important symptom, and there is Ama, and lack of mental clarity. So all these are the signs and symptoms of Ama. Okay? So now we are going to go over the disease. The first disease is ajirna. And I'm sure most of you, all of you know that what is the word ajirna means, right? Very commonly seen condition. And if the food is being not digested properly. So ingested food should be absorbed completely after its digestion. When that doesn't happen, it remains in the digestive system and produces various symptoms. And that disease is called as ajirna. And there are a lot of causative factors explained, food-related, lifestyle-related, psychological-related. Food-related, like excessive water intake, improper food, incompatible food intake, excess increased kapha food, the food which increases kapha, kapha-kara ahara. And lifestyle, suppression of urges, sleep disturbance, and uncomfortable bed. Jealousy, fear, worry, anger, eating food when there is an aversion. All these can lead into ajirna. Let's look at the pathology. What's the pathology? Because of above mentioned causative factors, right? Not just one time or two times. If you are exposed to these causative factors continuously, it can lead to your jadaratni get affected, impair the jadaratni, and that lead to Asnimandya, that Asnimandya lead to ajirna. Got it? The pathology. So again, if you look at the ajirna, the cause is coming from Asnimandya. That's why I wanted to explain the Asni first. In Anavahastha orders, without Asni, without explaining the Asni, we cannot explain any other disease. It's very hard. The root cause, there is somewhere or other the influence of Asni is there. So now, what are the lakshanas? So you understood the causative factors, pathology. Now what are the lakshana? So I have called it the Charagatika Sastana Sloka. I want to explain the important one, like loss of appetite, loss of taste, lethargy, heaviness in the body, headache, body ache, nausea, foul smell. People say the foul smell in the breath, foul smell in the sweat, foul smell in the bowel movement, right? Nausea. All these are the main lakshanas of ajirna. Distension in the abdomen, right? Headache. So let's look at the types of ajirna. So there are many types of ajirna. Amajirna, vidagdajirna, vishtabdajirna, rasasheshajirna, and dinapagi ajirna. The main classification of ajirna, according to Madhava Nidana. So let's look at what is Amajirna. So in all ajirna, the ajirna symptom will be there. That indigestion symptom is there. But when it's the Amajirna, the Ama symptom will be more in that patient. So edema over the face, eyes, cheeks, and watering of mouth, nausea, belching with the smell of food taken, and skin and waste product become more oily, and then body is heaviness. Okay, that is Amajirna. So whereas Vidagdajirna, as the word signifies, Vidagdha Ajirnai. Here, Ajirna symptom with more pitta, abnormal pitta there. That is Vidagdha Ajirna. So the patient may complain here, all the Ajirna symptom. Along with that, the key features may be like vertigo, burning sensation, sour taste in the mouth, feeling of upward movement of acidity or acid taste, vomiting, fever, dizziness, excessive thirst, and unconscious. So the more pitta symptoms are predominant. The next one, Vishtabdha Ajirna. The word Vishtabdha is the vata predominant. Again, Ajirna symptom, the specific symptom will be pain, distension in the abdomen, body pain, headache, backache, constipation, rigidity in the body, stiffness in the body, etc. Rasashesha Ajirna is due to Rasa Dhatu Asnimandya. So here patient doesn't even have any desire to take the food. It's a little bit complicated. What happens is the Rasa Dhatu won't be formed properly also, because along with Rasa, the Amma formation will be there. And this leads to a serious disease like tuberculosis, etc. Okay, so heaviness over the chest and abdomen, complaining of watering in the mouth, joint pain, loss of taste, and excessive tiredness. Patients feel very weak. All this comes under Rasashesha Ajirna. Dinapadya Ajirna, this is not like a major problem here, but the main thing here is ingested food material is not digested in time. So what happened? The distension of abdomen is there, but which can be relieved by fasting for 24 hours. So if Ajirna is happening in the morning, dinner should not be taken, or only light diet should be taken. If Ajirna is in the evening, then the fasting is necessary. So basically, it's like within 24 hours, this can be resolved by itself if the patient follows through the fasting. That is Dinapadya Ajirna. And then the next one is the treatment principle. Treatment principle here is Lankana, Deepana, and Pajana, Vamana, Virejana, and Swetana. That's the core treatment principle according to Tatrame Langanam Karyam Vidagde Vamanam Hidam Vishtabde Swedanam Patyam Rasasheshe Shaidacha. So what means? What does that mean? It's fasting and then medicated vomiting in Ama type, purgation in Pitta type, sudation, fermentation in Vata type, and light diet in Rasasheshe Ajirna. So when a patient comes, spend time to understand the signs and symptoms. Ask all the questions. Go through all the symptoms. And then come up with the proper diet. Not all the Ajirna comes under one Ajirna type. If you can be a little more specific, whether it is associated with Vata, whether it is associated with Pitta, whether it is associated with Kapha, when you give the treatment, it will be much more effective. Now let's look at the Chikitsa. So Ama Ajirna, Danyagadi Kvata or Gudadi Yoga. Danyagadi Kvata, sometimes it's not easy available here. So when I teach the students, always I make custom-made kind of a preparation what is available here in this country. We have a lot of preparation available in the classical textbook, and which are easily available in India, but not here. So we should know how we can make the combination of the formula, herbs, and then give to our patients, right? So Gudadi Yoga, you can do like Jagri is available, Shundi, Pipali, Haritagi, we can mix together. And or what I other thing is Shundi with Guda. If you take one part of Shundi, two part of Guda, and then boil with water. Chitrakati Vadi, also if it is available, you can give. But what I use usually Chitraka Musta Vidanga. Chitraka is Deepana Pajana. Musta is Ama Pajana, right? Musta has the Ama Pajana. Vidanga is Krimitna. So this combination I have seen in my practice very effective for the Ajirna condition. Especially Ama Ajirna, I sometimes change the ingredient. I may add the quantity of Musta a little higher, little more. If it is already Vidagdha Ajirna, I will reduce Chitraga quantity lesser, because Chitraga is a little more, it can increase a little bit, right? So you have to make the formula sometimes. That will be very helpful. But definitely Musta does the Ama Pajana, right? It helps. It's very helpful. So this combination can be given. So Vidagdha Ajirna again, Haridakhyadi Churna, it's Harita Ghee Churna also. I use it. Sometimes Harita Ghee Adi Churna is not available. So Harita Ghee Churna, Harita Ghee with, because with that Dajirna is Pitta predominant, right? So you can combine Harita Ghee with Amala Ghee also there. Abhaya Avalekya. Avipatigara Churna is another really good for purging the Pitta there, right? Avipatigara Churna, 1 teaspoon with 1 cup hot water before breakfast and after dinner. Vishtabda Jirna, which dosha is predominant here? Along with Ajirna symptom will be there, but more predominant of Vata. Hink, Hink is the king herb, right? Whatever is available here in this country. So Hinku Ashtaga Churna is good. Very effective. And Lashunati Vadi, Hing, garlic, turmeric, ginger, cinnamon, clove, and cardamom are good. So what I also do in my practice, I give Hingu Ashtaga Churna, like, you know, 1 teaspoon of Hingu Ashtaga Churna with 1 cup hot water and 1/4 teaspoon of ghee 5 minutes before lunch and 5 minutes before dinner. That's the modification. In Ashtanga Sangraha, you can see the Hingu Ashtaga Churna with the ghee and mixed with the rice just before you start the food, eat it, right? Not everybody here will eat the rice, right? So I just modify based on what we can do it here. So Hing with hot water with ghee. And so far it gives very good results, clinically very effective. And the next one, Rasashesha Jirna, Draksha Arishta, it's available here. And Jiragadi Arishta also available here. Hingu Ashtaga Churna with the 1 to 3 gram with warm water after meal. If you want to recommend Ajirna for a long time, if you want to recommend any type of Grudda for Ajirna in chronic condition, you can also recommend Dashamooladi Grudda, 5 to 10 gram per day. Make sure after that, patient is taking hot water. And whenever in Ajirna case, if you are recommending any Grudda, you need to make sure that recommend drinking hot water throughout the day so that they can digest it properly. Let's go to the Patya and Apatya. Patya is light diet and warm water. That is recommended food. Okay? Shali, the rice, godoma, you know, yava, wheat, yava is barley, and meat of animal of desert like land. Balamulaka, that is young radish, patola, and mudga, ghee, milk, dadima means pomegranate. Dry food should be consumed with more fluid. Apatya, we said that in Ajirna, the root cause is asnimandya, right? So heavy oily diet should be avoided. Kilata, kilata means dairy product, sweet in taste, should be avoided. Curd and shukta, fermented type. Shukta means fermented gruel, should be avoided. Amamulaga, that is uncooked radish, should be avoided. Meat of animal which are emaciated, dry meat should be avoided. Day sleep should be avoided, germinated grains, dry vegetable, and evacuated small barley also should be avoided. So this is Apatya. So here we completed the disease about Ajirna. Let's look at the Anaha. You guys know what is Anaha means? I see these cases a lot here. Back in India, it was not that much. Maybe people were doing a lot of home remedies. But here, we see these cases. And the word anaha is a distension in the abdomen. Or you can say gas and bloating in the abdomen. So ama or feces accumulated in the GI tract because of nityahara vihara, improper food and lifestyle, which causes severe distension in the abdomen. So accumulation of gas anywhere in the GIT is usually associated with a colicky type of pain. Anaha is a vata disorder. It is also, you may see in some books, it's explained as atmana. And you can see this symptom in many diseases. So you won't see that as an individual disease. Sometimes patient may come with that. Or you may see this as a symptom in many diseases. Same, Ajirna also, sometimes as an individual disease, sometimes you will be seeing this as the symptoms in other diseases, right? So, and Anaha and Atopa also there. Anaha is with the gas, bloating, distension. Atopa, when it comes with the sound, the gas comes with the sound, it is Atopa. Let's look at the Nidana. So Nidana here, Ajirna, Vishama Ahara, improper food, taking wholesome and unwholesome food together, Ati Ashana, excessive intake of food, Virutha Ashana, incompatible food. All these are the causative factors for Anaha. Let's look at the Samprapti. Samprapti means pathology. So before you deal with any cases, thorough understanding of Samprapti is very, very important. Because the treatment means Samprapti Vigadana. Breaking out the Samprapti is the mainly the focus of the treatment. Sometimes you may be able to diagnose the disease with exactly the name which is explained in the classical textbook. But still, if you can understand the pathology of the disease, you are in a better shape. If you know which are the dosha, dadu, some like mala and acne which are affected in that disease and able to come up with the treatment principle and treatment, really great. Okay? So when you learn about each disease, spend additional time to understand the pathology. Okay? Let's look at here. Samprapti. Deep digestive fire. Again, Agnimandya, right? Agnimandya cause ama and we shade the samana vata and apana vata and causes anaha. So anaha, you can see two types. In the classical textbook, it explained two types of anaha. Amaja anaha and purushaja anaha. So what is amaja anaha mean? So here ama is more. Accumulation of ama causes gas and bloating and distension in the abdomen. So patient will have the symptoms of ama along with the bloating. So thirst, burning nose, sometimes burning sensation in the head, pain, heaviness of the stomach, nausea, belching, abdominal distension with or without discomfort or pain. And sometimes gas and pain even felt as mild pressure. Or sometimes patient may experience pain around the chest area. Whereas purushaja means accumulation of fecal matter, causing the gas and bloating. Here, constipation will be the major complaint in this patient. They say the gas and bloating, constipation. In Amaja Anaha, they don't talk about the constipation as the main symptom. Here and there, they say yes, but they say I have a good bowel movement, but still the gas and bloating is always. Whenever I eat something, I feel like gas and like my stomach is really distended. Whereas Purushaja Anaha, patients will explain the key symptom as constipation, along with gas and bloating. And they will also complain about the back pain, stiffness of waist and back. Sometimes I have seen the patient doesn't come with the complaint of gas and bloating. Patient will come with the complaint of low back pain. And you don't even have to give the kaishoroglu anything. Just fixing the digestive system, their low back pain will go. Okay? So just understand the symptom thoroughly there. So non-elimination of feces, urine, pain in the abdomen, and fainting, vomiting, dyspnea. Fainting and vomiting and dyspnea are later part. I never say that with the anaha symptom, but it is explained in the classical textbook. Practical application, I have seen like low back pain with the gas and bloating distension, constipation with the gas and bloating distension of the abdomen. Okay? So next, let's look at the treatment principle. And we explained the pathology here is Agnimandya, right, in Anaha. So Langana, till if it is Amaja Anaha, Langana should be given till the Ama get digested. Definitely Divana Pajana, right? Vatahara Ahara Vihara, Vata balancing, diet and lifestyle. Vata Anulomana, Anulomana, downward movement of Vata. Snehana, Svedana, Virejana and Astapana Basti. In Astapana Basti, there will be alternating with Anuvasana, right? So this is the treatment principle. So let's look at what we can do here when we practice. Always when you learn from the classical textbook, you need to look at what can I do here in US? How can I make the combination here? So, I missed one slide here. Here, cause of Amaja Anaha, fasting will be good, Pajana Deepana and Vamana. Definitely, we cannot do in this country, right? So, Upavasa means fasting, and you can give the herbs for the Deepana and Pajana. The herbs, if we Ama, we have to do the Ama Pajana. So, again, Ama Pajana, King Herb Musta. Musta does the Ama Pajana, and you can use the combination of Musta, Vidanga, Chitraka. Because the patient complained mainly distension, gas, bloating, Hingvashtaga Churna will work really good. Hingvashtaga Churna is really good for the gas, bloating, distension in the abdomen, Vata predominance, right? And Giragadi Arishta, Abhyarishta, or Ajamodadi Vadi, that is also very good. Or you can even make a simple home remedy at home, cumin, coriander, fennel, and Ajamoda. Okay? Cumin, coriander, cumin seed, coriander seed, fennel seed, ajwain seed. Boil it in the water for 5 minutes and then filter it and add a little bit turmeric, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. And then ask the patients to drink sip by sip throughout the day. Very effective in anaha, actually. If you don't have any of these herbs in the early stage, you can do that home remedy as well. Purusha Janaha, as I said earlier, the patient will be complaining about the constipation, so you need to address it. You need to give some mayi purgation, followed by snehana and svetana. So Gudavarti is another preparation explained in the classical textbook. I'm sure we cannot do that here. It's like mixing salt, trikadu, jaggery, and cow's urine, etc. So I just wanted to explain that it is mentioned in the textbook. But let's look at what we can do here. We can give Vaja Churna, Trivir Churna, Avipatikara Churna, Trifala Churna, Haritagi Churna. Trifala, what I noticed, is very mild purgative. So you may want to go look a little more like Avipatikara Churna or Haritagi Churna. I even tried like Aragvada Churna, and you can make the combination Aragvada and Trifala if you want, so that it have a little more purgative effect. So play with the herbs. You have to keep the herbs. When you learn about the herbs, make the list of what are the herbs which has a purgative action. What are the herbs which have Deepana Pajana action? Herbs which have the mainly the Pajana action. So those tools will really help you to put together the herbs for the treatment, right? So another thing is, which is easily available here, we can make this combination like Vaja, Hing, Cumin, Ajamoda, and Pipali, etc. And the formulas are Lajnadi Vadi, Abhyarishtam, Ajamodadi Vadi, Chitragadi Vadi, Trivrtlehya. These are the formula which you can recommend for Anaha. Now, let's look at the Patya. We said that it is mainly Vata disease, right? So by now you guys know what should be avoided, right? Vata increasing, ahara, vihara, we should avoid. So dry, light, cold food. Viruddha annapana, guru ahara, because they won't be able to digest. Aluka kanda, potato. I've seen, usually I say for the anaha patients, like potato, beans, black beans, pindo beans, garbanzo beans, green peas to avoid, and any salad, raw food, cold food, all this can be avoided. Patya is langana, fasting, or light to digest food. Langana sometimes means not always fasting, okay? There are interpretations, like light to digest food you can give. Food easy to digest, rice gruel, mudga yusha, mung bean soup, karjura means dates, garlic, ginger, cumin, ajwain, coriander, fennel, and black pepper. And definitely exercise. Exercise play a major role here. You can recommend yoga in yoga if you are familiar with Pavana Muktasana series 2. Very effective in the anaha patients. Next one is Amla Pitta. I'm not sure we'll have time to finish. Katie, am I okay? Do you want to stop me to stop here for question and answer?
We have about 10 or 12 more minutes, so I think you can finish. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Katie. This is the last one, last visit. So Amlapitta. So Amlapitta means the quantity of Pachaka Pitta is increased here. So its quality of normal bitter taste change into sour taste, Amlikarana. So the Pitta has so many qualities, right? Krishna, Ushna, Lagu, Vistra, Saradrava, Ushna. And so here, the sour taste is what amlikarana is what happening here. Bitter taste is change, normal bitter taste is changing to more sour taste. Because of this, increased sour quality of pitta happening. That's why it is called amla. Amla means sour. Sour pitta. Increased sour quality of pitta is seen in this condition. Very another commonly seen condition here, actually, amla pitta. Look at the causative factors, madhava nidana. It's almost the same, most of this, like viruddhahara, unhygienic food, intake of a lot of sour food, food which causes burning sensation, pitta prakopa ahara vihara. And definitely seasonal factors, right, involved, and deshavish geographical factors, excessive intake of amla, that is sour taste food, food which causes burning sensation, food which aggravate pitta, kulata and spicy food, horse drum and spicy food, suppression of natural urges, intake of poisonous substance. Definitely what I have seen here is mental stress. That's a big cause here I have seen in amla pitta. The patient comes here with amla pitta. The main cause is the stress. Awesome. Let's look at the samprapti. Positive factors cause aggravation of pitta, especially the sour quality of pitta in this, and then that causes indigestion, and which undergoes fermentation process and produce amla pitta. Let's look at the lakshana. Avipaka, that is indigestion, klama, fatigue, utklesha, excessive water in the mouth, or sometimes patients will complain that sour taste in the mouth. Tikta udgara. What is tikta udgara? Udgara means belching. Tikta is bitter. Bitter taste. Bitter belching. Gaurava. Heaviness in the body. Hriddaha. Heartburn. Kandadaha. Burning sensation in the throat. And tastelessness. Aruchi. These are the main symptoms here. And classification. I'm going to go a little faster. There are different type of classification in classical textbook. Vadanubandhi. Kafanubandhi. Vata kafanubandhi. What I see more here is the according to the direction. Urdhva gada. Urdhva means upward. Urdhva amla pitta. Then second one is adho amla pitta. So I want to cover what are the symptoms. In adho amla pitta, here the patient will have the symptoms of burning sensation, sour taste, etc. But the main symptom here, patient also complain diarrhea. Apart from that, adhoga. Adhoga is a downward. So provocated pitta, what happened here, the pathology is moving to downward direction in the body and produces the symptom. So by patient will say that acidity symptom, along with that, they will complain about the diarrhea. Whereas urdhvagata, here what happened is the pathology is provocated pitta of sour quality moving to upward direction. Okay? So the complaint will be sour or bitter taste in the mouth. Headache. This type of patient will have a complaint about headache, nausea, burnings of hand and feet, fever. That is urdhva gada amla pitta. These are the two main things I see in the clinically, urdhva gada and adho gada amla pitta. But you can also sometimes see vadanubandhi, kafanubandhi, vada kafanubandhi symptoms. You can go over the slides with that. So sometimes if you don't treat amla pitta properly, it can lead into the complication like diarrhea, anemia, pain in the abdomen, like continuous pain in the abdomen, insomnia sometimes, edema, loss of taste, abdominal pain and peptic ulcer. Amla pitta, if you don't treat properly, that's where the shula, parinama shula, annadrava shula, all that complicated condition will be coming later, right? And even internal bleeding, vomiting of the blood, etc. So amla pitta needs to be diagnosed properly, treated properly. If you neglect that, that will lead into a really complicated thing. And treatment principle, again, if we could have done vamana, that's a really best approach actually for amla pitta. Vamana followed by virejana, after that anuvasana basti. In urdhva and adho type, dosha should be eliminated with vamana and virejana. So urdhva type, vamana, adho type, virejana respectively. Herbs such as guduji, shunti, amalagi, eshtimadu, and haritaki. Let's look at what we can do here. We have really good herbs available for amla pitta. amalagi churna, 1 teaspoon thrice daily. Shidodaga. Do you guys know what is shidodaga? So I use this in the practice. Like sometimes I combine amalagi, shatavari, eshtimadu, all the three herbs, and then put it in the water, cold water, or room temperature water. Next day morning, in the empty stomach, you will ask them to drink it. That is shidodaga. So that is good. Or you can give just amalagi churna as it is, or shatavari churna as it is, eshtimadu churna as it is. Palatri garlic water, it's a compound preparation available. Or you can also do trifala, danyaka, udumbara, etc. For hot infusion. Kushmanda avalehya, chronic condition, you can also give avalehya preparation. Kushmanda avalehya, 1 teaspoon 2 times a day. Or draksha dilehya. But clinically what I have seen, the combination of, like even avipattigara churna, sometimes very effective for avipattigara churna, is very effective. Avipattigara churna, 1 teaspoon with 1 cup hot water before breakfast and after dinner, very effective actually. So then the another one, like Urdugadama Pitta, Sudashekara Rasa Kamadugarasa. We use it in India a lot, but unfortunately we cannot do it here. And then Jadamamsi Churna, Eladi Churna, Padoladi Kwata are very effective. Adogadamla Pitta, Bunimbadi Kwata, Uduchadi Churna, Narikela Pandapaka is very effective. If you don't have any specific herb, but select the Pitta Shamaka herb mainly and use the preparation. I have seen Pitta Digest, which is available in Banyan. Very effective, I have seen in the clinically. And also, if you don't have that combination, also just if you only have the availability of single herb, as I said earlier, Amalagi, Eshtimadu will be very helpful. Shatavari will be very helpful. Or even Danyaka, if you have a Korean home remedy, sometimes I recommend, wash the coriander seed, soak it in the water at least 4 to 5 hours. Or you can do overnight, soak it in the water, and next day morning, empty stomach, ask the patient to drink the water. Very effective for Amla Pitta in early stage. Let's look at the Patya. Again here, food and drink should be consist mainly of bitter taste. Barley, yava. Yava means barley. You guys have to get familiarized with some of this term. That's why I purposefully added some of the Sanskrit names. Barley, goduma is wheat, mudga is green gram, and purana rakta shali. That means old red rice. Sapta shida jala, boiled and cold water. Patola and bottled gourd. Dajima, pomegranate, white gourd, coconut. All these are recommended for Amla Pitta. Apatya, as you know, again, Pitta, anything which aggravates the Pitta, you should avoid here. Hot surrounding, heavy, spicy, oily, fried food, sour food, sesame seed, kulata, kulata means horse gram, fermented food, anything fermented, lavana ahara, salty food, Khatuahara, punchant food. Yogurt. Yogurt is not good, actually. The curd. Madhya, alcohol. All these need to be avoided. If you look at the yoga, pranayama, shidali and shidagari pranayama. Very effective for Amla Pitta. And even after the controlling the disease, after some, like, in the acute stage, along with the herbs and diet and lifestyle recommendation, give them some yoga practice like Shidali and Shidagari Pranayama, and very effective there. So, formula Guduchyadi Kashayam, Tiktaga Kashayam, Sugumara Kashayam, Shangavadi, Hingwadi Gudika, Sudashegara Rasa, Dadimadi Grida, and Sugumara Grida, Indukanda Grida, and Avipatti Churna. Sometimes not all these herbs are available. So you can use the single herb formula also. That's it about the disease. So far what I have completed now, I finished the understand Agni, and then Agni Mandya, Ama, the concept of Ama. Then we talked about Ajirna. Then we talked about Anaha, and then Amlapitta. So basically, we concentrated three main diseases: Ajirna, Anaha, and Amlapitta. That said, I think. Thank you very much. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. At this time, we would like to open the floor for question and answer from the audience. If you wish to offer a question or comment, please press *6 on your phone, and we will be notified that there is a question in the queue, and then we'll unmute you so that you're able to ask your question. So once again, if you have a question or a comment, please press *6 on your phone, and we will be notified. Okay, here's the first question. All right, you may ask your question.
Yes, when I get out in the hot weather and I'm working all day, I get headaches from dehydration, but and then I end up vomiting, and I got the bitter taste in my mouth, so I'm wondering what kind of tea I might drink out in the field instead of plain water to keep my body from going that direction of the vomiting. And I already avoid the heavy oil food, and the spice food doesn't agree, so I always have trouble when I end up eating that. So what kind of food can I also bring out in the field, not to eat too much, but in the morning and the night before to help keep my body from getting dehydrated or heating up? And when I vomit, usually it'll be for a couple of days, like 20 times, and I don't eat anything because it'll just make me vomit. So I get these severe migraines, and they get even worse if I'm around chemicals or heat outside. Thank you.
Yeah, so I would recommend, this is a, you need a thorough examination here. I just don't want to recommend the herbs, like just listening to only few pieces of the symptoms. So I would highly recommend you to consult an Ayurvedic practitioner with regard to that, because it may be completely different. Maybe we need to treat under the Shira Shula headache with the Pitta predominant, or Surya Avartagata headache when it is exposed to the sunlight. So I would defer the question, because it does need a thorough examination and identify the pathology there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Once again, if you have a question or comment, please press *6 on your phone, and we will be notified in the Q&A queue that there is a question. So Dr. Anu, while we're waiting for that, I just have a question. I'm a fairly new practitioner, and there's so many beautiful herbs from India that we don't have available in this country. Do you feel that as Ayurveda becomes more popular in this country, we'll be able to source some of those herbs more easily than we have in the past?
Yes, definitely. You can see from last 18 years, I have seen that way more than herbs, what was available 18 years back, and now what we have it right now. So definitely there will be more and more herbs coming to this country, and compound preparation, etc. Definitely, there's no doubt. But back in India, we use a lot of rasa aushadhi too. For example, in Amlapitta, Sudhashekhara rasa and Kamaduga rasa is highly used in the practice. But I don't think even we won't be able to use that in this country, because rasa aushadhi is also prohibited. But that doesn't mean that we cannot treat Amlapitta patients here. I have recommended some of the diet, lifestyle, and herbal combination, and got very good results with the signs and symptoms of Amlapitta.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
We do have another question coming in. And caller, you may ask your question.
Yes. Hi, thank you so much for your presentation. I was just curious about the differentiating diagnosis between Vidagdha Ajirna and Amlapitta. I always understood that Amlapitta usually has the association of Ama there, and so I was curious as to what your observation was.
Yeah. Thank you. So vidagdha ajirna, if you don't treat properly, it can lead to amlapitta. So if you look at, when I always finish the Annavahasodha Vyadhi, we can draw a diagram actually. Agni mandya can lead to ama, and then ama can lead to ajirna. And in ajirna, specifically vidagdha ajirna, if you don't treat properly, it can lead to amlapitta. If amlapitta doesn't treat properly, it can lead to parinama shula. So it's basically understanding the stages of the disease. So early stage, it will be vidagdha ajirna, and then patient will have a little bit symptoms of sour taste in the mouth. If you look at the vidagdha ajirna symptom also, patient will say the amla rasa is produced in the mouth, sour taste in the mouth, etc. But later on, if you don't treat, that complete symptom manifestation of the amla pitta will be there. I hope I answered the question.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Are you okay?
Thank
yes.
you. That's okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you, Dr. Anu, so much for your wonderful presentation this evening. It was so thorough, and you gave us so many great treatment recommendations and so many things to look for when we're trying to distinguish different issues that might be happening in the Anavaha Shrota. So thank you so much for your time and your energy around all of that. It is now time. Yes, thank you. It is now time to draw tonight's seminar to a close. Once again, if you are a professional member, you can receive one PACE credit by listening to tonight's seminar. There is a survey available on the on NAMA's website, so at ayurvedanama.org. The survey will be up by the end of the week. You just have to go to the PACE credit menu and then search the title of tonight's seminar, and then it's just a really quick survey that you fill out, and you'll get one PACE credit. So thank you again, Dr. Anu, for your presence today. We appreciate your time, your energy, and your contribution. And thank you to all the listeners. We hope you enjoyed tonight's seminar. The seminar has been recorded, and the recordings will be available to the public for the next 60 days or until the next seminar is published. And then the recordings will be archived for NAMA members only and may be accessed only through your login. So thank you again, everyone. Good night and namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.